It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Steve Price and Rose Wallen with the USU Extension offices in Carbon and Emery County. And coming up the 20th of April at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center on the campus of USU Eastern, they're going to hold a Small Farms and Sustainable Homesteads Conference. We're going to talk all about what's going to happen, what's going to go on, how you can be a part of it, and get all that information out of them. Steve and Ro, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So, Steve, we'll start with you. This is kind of something that's really taken off in the last few years in our area, isn't it? Maybe even nationwide.
Yeah. So although we are losing a lot of farm ground in somewhat here, but definitely across the Wasatch Front, other parts of Utah, we are seeing that we have more people interested in having smaller farms. You know, maybe a few acres, and a lot of times they're very diversified. They're maybe not so much profit driven. It's more of kind of hobby farm stuff. So we get a lot of questions about, you know, how do we do some of these niche sort of things, or how can I be more sustainable on my small farm? And we haven't really traditionally reached a lot of that audience. We have our big crop schools stuff that's kind of for large ag. And then we have kind of our gardener sort of stuff. But this is kind of in the middle.
And so once again, this is going to take place on, it's a Saturday morning, you said, is it 8 to noon?
8 to noon.
At the Jennifer Levitt Student Center on the campus of USU Eastern, April 20th. Ro, let's get into it with you and kind of cover some of the things that are going to be talked about during this event.
All right. So we've got hopefully an exciting and interesting group of classes. So we're going to be talking about the fundamentals of beekeeping. That's one we get a lot of questions about. So hopefully people are excited for that. We'll be talking about raising quail, something new. We'll be having somebody talk to us about preserving food through freeze drying. And then Steve is actually going to be talking to us a little bit about organic pest management. So how to deal with weeds and bugs while still maintaining your organic status.
And Steve, there's a lot of people that's very important to them, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, part of the deal with going to the grocery store is if you're buying things that, and even the organic produce, sometimes things, you know, there are certain ways that we control insects that do fall under organics. And people are becoming more conscious about, one, their carbon footprint. They want to be able to have food closer to home, you know, be a little bit more self-sufficient. And pest management is huge for a lot of folks, being able to do that and still come up on the winning end.
And I guess the other question that I would have in this is, you know, you had mentioned at the beginning, people are wanting, you know, smaller farms, smaller footprints, maybe 1 to 2 acres. Is this even a class that people could go take if they just have, you know, raised beds or containers in their backyard that they're building and putting together for just personal use as well?
Absolutely. You know, this is really, it's kind of our, the kind of homestead or small farm is kind of the target audience. But if you're just looking to get into this as a hobby, or just if you just have kind of an interest in learning more, this is a great jumping off point for anybody that wants to learn about these.
You know, the one that's really interesting to me, and Ro brought it up, because it seems to have just kind of exploded over the last 5 years, is beekeeping. Everybody seems like everybody knows somebody that does beekeeping now, don't they?
Oh, yeah. It's grown in popularity, and with the modern kits you can buy, it's become a lot easier than it used to be.
Well, and the other question that I would have is, you know, it would almost go hand in hand if you're going to have some size of a garden to have some type of bee colony there by it, wouldn't it? Or no, am I wrong?
Absolutely. Honeybees are great, great pollinators for certain types of crops. And in some crops, they really are our only sort of pollinator. So if you have particularly fruit trees, they do best when you do have a bee colony, a pollinizer that's local And plus you get the benefit of getting that harvest.
Take care of all of it. Okay, Ro, let's turn to you now. If somebody wants to be a part of this, what do they need to be to do? Is there a fee for it? What do we need to do?
There is. We've dropped it this year, hopefully to get more people involved. It's going to be a $15 registration fee, and you can do that on Eventbrite. You can call me or Steve if you have any questions, but... just sign up.
So just sign up. Go on Eventbrite, get everything, all the information that you need there. If you can't find what you need, you can give these guys a call at their extension offices. Steve Price and Rose Wallen with the USU Extension. It's all about small farms and sustainable homesteads, coming April 20th to the Jennifer Levitt Student Center on the campus of USU Eastern. 8 to noon, they'll have you back out the door and give you all kinds of knowledge as far as these things are concerned. Steve, Ro, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.